very gracious in, you know, putting a pause in his schooling and work, and he had an awesome job and even left that to go, and so I'm very thankful for what he did. But I've like served with Youth and Mission before, and so I knew I should contact Kenny. And I went to Oklahoma City, but I had, like, some people went to Cactus while I was in OKC. And just, like, hearing, like, when they got back, like, all that they had done and, like, just how, like, unique the place is, I was, like, very intrigued from when I heard it, and, like, up until, I mean, I still am, but. So that's kind of, like, why we went. We both really do, like, love missions, and I think it's important to, like what Kenny always says, live a missional lifestyle. Like, you shouldn't have to wait until you graduate or you're married or whatever. So I felt it was better for us to serve while we were still, like, young, and you don't get summers off once you graduate college and stuff like that. So
yeah, and so down there they have a thing called BLAST, which is an after-school care, as well as a care that happens during ESL training or ESL classes. ESL is done right now. Are they starting it back up in the summer?
Yeah.
They're going to start it back up. I don't know if it happened when you guys are there, but just the students and teachers who come to the classes, their kids go into either the nursery or the blast room, and you know, they just need to be taken care of, and they have lesson plans for them, as well as the after school, which is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That probably won't be up because the school year is going to be over for them. But that was basically ages 4 to 13, I think, we had in there. You know, almost the most we had was like 40 of them, you know, doing different arts with them, as well as curriculum and sports. And then the sports program, which I was a part of, you'll meet the guy. His name is Nelson. He'll be there. He does all the sports stuff, so that happens almost every weekend. The three sports we did was volleyball. We did volleyball twice and then basketball once while I was there. And that was a great turnout. The kids love sports down there. And then I think the next sport they're going to do is soccer. So you guys will probably be a part of that. The Burmese kids are crazy. They're really good at that. And then also we had the health center mission, which you'll see in the multi-purpose room or the gym. All the rooms being put up, all the drywall. It's crazy. And I know they're having a team come in a couple weeks, so probably when you guys are there, there'll probably be a team there. So you get to meet and, you know, mentor to them and see them a lot. And that's pretty much what we did down there, is anything. And then a lot of outreach. There's a lot of a huge Muslim population down there, as well as a Catholic population. But, I mean, those kids, they love you. I mean, they're going to love you no matter what. They're a really great time to be with. We even went to a Burmese wedding when we were there. It was great. You know, I got to disciple to a couple kids. You know, I was sweating because they took off my shirt and I had a cut off on and a left arm. And they're like, "Oh, we're not allowed to draw that. What is that?" So I was able to tell them about what Christ meant to me, what the cross meant to me, and all that kind of stuff. So it was really nice to, you know, just tell them a little bit about Christ, because I know they know of Christ, they know about Jesus, but they don't know how we feel about him. So, So it was like, it was really nice to be able to do that. So that was most of our time down there. It was just a lot of fun. You know, every day is different. And definitely flexibility down there is something that's a huge key, because stuff always comes up in Cactus. And you'll hear people say, "Well, welcome to Cactus." So it's just kind of just being adaptable, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. Tell us about the leadership structure. Both these guys have met Sean. I've done Google Hangout. I was actually in Calgary, Alberta last week, and then these guys were here in Nampa, and then I was video chatting with them and Sean at the same time, talking about them going and kind of just connecting them up. So tell us about the leadership structure, how Sean kind of runs that, and maybe some, just some perspective and advice on, as they're coming in for a month, how to interface with that.
Well, Sean is like, he's the CEO, and he is like very much so like the businessman. Like, I would not want to have this job, but he comes in like once a week or so when like we have like a staff meeting, or he kind of like checks in on what's going on and does work there. But then Caitlin is basically your direct supervisor, and she's the ministries director there. She works at the elementary school in Cactus, but she is like your go-to person if you need like advice or you want to like talk about like your ministry that you're involved in or whatever.
And then Monica. Yeah. Monica works in the front office. She's the ESL director, as well as, you know, a bunch of other jobs. Then you have, I guess, Monica, Liz, and Alma. They all work in the front office. Alma is the receptionist, kind of office administrator. So she's the first person you see when you walk in, off to your right when you walk in. Liz, she's the ESL curriculum leader. And she also lives in Cactus, right down the road. So she kind of helps out whenever we ask her to. So all of those three, and then Nelson, sports director. So Sean, Kaylin, and then Monica, Liz, Alma, and Nelson, all kind of like on the same level there.
Then there is a doctor on site named Steph, and her husband is like an engineer, but he doesn't. He's like a construction worker. He doesn't like consider himself an engineer. Yeah, but he is. And they're very like talented at what they do, and they have like a really cool story together. And they're just very passionate about bringing like holistic health care to Cactus. So they are on, like, they have a board seat in the district. So they are like actually like they're like the, I don't know how you describe that. Not like a boss, but like they're.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like Sean and them. Uh-huh. Okay. But, I mean, Sean is CEO, of course, so Sean, and then Steph, probably. And then Andy is just, he has his own ministry as well with Steph in the health center. Yeah. So it's all ESL, I mean, ministry directors pretty much under them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they, like, they each have, like, their own ministry, but with Cactus, like, they kind of ask, like, what our passions are, and then they kind of just, like, let you go. Like, they let you choose what you want to be involved with. And, like, I was, like, the children's director while we were there. And I had, like, no idea that was going to happen. But I'm, like, I'm thankful it did. And I had a lot of fun with Blast. And Seth was the assistant sports director. But at one point, Nelson had to go back home to Detroit for a funeral for, like, 3 weeks. So Seth was, like, running it. So they'll definitely, like, depending on what you're comfortable with, like, just be honest and say, like, hey, like, I got this. And they'll totally back off. And they'll let you, like, fight or flight, like they let you do what you need to do. But if you ever need help, they're absolutely there too. It's, I really like how they totally trust you and your calling and what you feel like your capabilities are.
All right,
cool,
sweet,
cool.
So what Sean's asked, maybe I already said this, but they're basically going to be the on point Compassion Center contacts for the work groups that are coming in, and then Kaylin is gonna tag during the day. And then when Kaylin gets done with work and she comes in, then she's going to kind of tag them out. And then however that works, I mean, in the evenings for these guys, we'll see. But you know, I mean, Isaac is just with painting and the arts, and just, he's I've known him since 2011, since at NYC, I think is when we first met.
Oh yeah. If not before.
Yeah. And Jacob and I have gotten to know each other the last couple of years, but I was really excited when Isaac jumped at this opportunity, and then these guys started talking, and Jacob was interested too. And Jacob's web design and graphic design. Sean had talked to Isaac about the, you know, needing some painting with some Christian symbols and with the exterior signage. And identifying the building, and then as I described Jacob, and he talked with Jacob, it's like, hey, Abby Mills from last year, she got the website up. She got there in June, set up a website, started getting stories, started getting pictures. She's a photographer now, and that was her major in college, in journalism. And less than a month later, she was at General Assembly, and they were using this website that she had created.
Wow,
one month before at General Assembly for Cactus, and that's the platform that they're still using. But Jacob's got skills where you can come alongside that and maybe kind of Sean's going to work that out with him about what that's going to look like while he's there. So these guys have some interesting skill sets that is, as I talked with Sean and Sean talked with them, he was like, wow, we need these things. Like, it'd be great if you guys would come and be a part of it. So can you guys give us any reference points or context for that?
I know definitely they're talking about they're going to redo the whole entire bottom level, paint and all that, then want to take off everything like that. But Sean talked about putting up, like you said, like questions that make, because a lot of, like I said, it's a Muslim population down there. So if they knew, or well, we aren't a church, we're a center, a ministry center, because so they're able to come into the center and learn English, and then we'll be able to disciple to them if we're able to. So I know Sean wanted to put up questions that kind of make people ask about, you know, Jesus and about Christianity, instead of just, you know, oh, we're a church, you know. So I definitely know they wanted to pretty much make over the bottom level, you know, so we can, you know, disciple more to these people.
Create discussion.
The website does need updated. We kind of knew about that, but not too much. That's definitely something Caitlin would give you all the information for. But there's a lot, like the Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. That stuff really needs to be ran, because while we were there, it really wasn't being run. We were just posting our own stuff about Cactus. So I know there's definitely jobs for both of you there, and it's actually a great need that needs to get done there.
Hot dog.
Sweet. I think there was another question I had. Context question. But are you guys okay for time if these guys have any questions to ask? You guys think of anything you're wondering? Kind of putting you on the spot. But.
Yeah. What was the biggest surprise challenge? You know, the thing that you weren't expecting that, you know, you had to deal with?
What was your...
Mine was probably like that total like flexibility, like just letting you kind of like do your own thing. I definitely enjoyed that, but I was very surprised with that, especially with like the after school program Blast. It was like what Seth said, like on the biggest day we had like 40 kids, and it truly was just Seth and I there trying to corral 30 to 40 4-year-olds to 13-year-olds. Like sometimes it got like crazy, but whenever we, you know, whenever you ask for help or you need advice or whatever, they're definitely there. So that was different, but good.
Biggest challenge. I guess, not to put it like that, but prioritizing what needs to be done. There's a lot that needs to be done and that's going on there. So definitely putting things first. To other things, but you know you can get it done later. I guess prioritizing things, because like she said, you'll be pulled in a bunch of different directions, and there's sometimes you just need to be like, we need to do this real quick first, and then we'll come back and help you. You know, it's all about being a team there, and that's what needs to be. That's what they need the most is a team, because they're so. I mean, there's people want to go there. There's work with Windows teams, but. Being interns, you know, beside, like, the only people who live there are Caitlin, Nelson, and then it was us two. So we're the only people there 24/7, because Steph and Andy are always out, you know, trying to get money for the ministry center. So they're gone 3 or 4 months out of the year. So besides, you know, Caitlin and Nelson, it's pretty much people coming in there. So definitely being able to gel with the team and just, you know, trying to help with the ministry center. Yeah.
I thought of my questions, but did you have one, Jacob? Anything? Or you want me to proceed with my questions?
Proceed with your questions. Proceed away.
So, there's two last questions I have. One is, tell us about kind of the rhythm and about downtime and what that's like. And then culture stress that you encountered or shock and coping mechanisms that you've utilized. So downtime and then culture adjustments.
Okay. So downtime is just dependent on you. Like if you want to be involved with ESL and their summer feeding program, like if it just depends on what all you want to be involved in, how much downtime you're going to need. And I definitely made the mistake of when we first got there, we were like, yeah, I want to be involved in this, this, and this. And then we were so like spread thin that we definitely got spread thin, but then we were able to kind of like you know, bring it back. And so, like, don't get so excited to where you, you know, can't get even enough sleep at night or whatever. You need to take care of yourself first, for sure. But downtime is, especially when teams are there, I'm, like, really excited for you guys to have teams because it's so fun. Like, you guys will both be in, like, the boy dorm, and I don't know. It's like having a sleepover with, like, really close friends. It's fun.
Yeah, it's definitely an 8 to 8 job, 8 to 10. I mean, they have stuff going on all day, and you guys will you'll get to know this. How long will you guys be there?
About a month.
June 7th.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you'll probably see 3 or 4 teams while you're down there. You'll get to go to the canyon a few times, which is pretty cool. You'll get to experience all of Cactus through the working with teams. So, I mean, we had three teams while we were there. Lots of teens, lots of college kids. So it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, it's definitely a lot of hours put in the week, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours with the teams. But, I mean, every moment of it's awesome. And then coping with people.
Culture shock.
Like Sean told us, like, it would be like Little Mexico, like, it would be like kind of like run down and kind of like shacks, I guess, but it's kind of like, it's like a mixture of like a trailer park and like houses. I guess the biggest barrier is, of course, like the language barrier, you know, Spanish, Burmese, Chin Burmese, all that kind of stuff. But most of this community has a basic understanding of English. But also their cultures, like, you want to talk, what they say, from the body out.
Yeah.
Don't use a lot of,
like hand gestures,
because the hand gestures mean different things to different people.
Give us some examples.
Yes.
Like this.
Or, yeah, thumbs up was really hard to stop doing, especially when you're teaching English, because they would, like, get something, and I'd be like, yay! Like, I wanted to, like, good job, and then you had to be, like,
what does it mean?
Like, tell
us what it means so it sticks.
I don't remember. Like, they never told us. Like they said,
kind of like F you, or
yeah,
like you're, yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
pretty bad.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
I think like another, like the, I don't know, like not a culture shock, but like something I had to constantly be aware of was like, I remember like when I was in OKC, I always wanted to take pictures because I was with the same group of kids for like 2 months, and I just like loved them. I wanted to take pictures. Like, I knew I was going to be talking about it when I got back to my home church, and so I was like, oh, I need this for like a PowerPoint or whatever. But like, once we got to Cactus, I think I also just kind of like grew up. I was like I probably shouldn't like do that as much anymore, but like, it's okay to take some pictures, but like, there are so many work and witness teams that come in, and you get to like take tours with them, and like, it truly is like you will probably be the only white people in this town besides like Kaylin and Liz and Lucas, and that's like great, that's fine. But when you have work and witness teams come in every week, and it's just this huge group of white people walking around taking a tour and taking pictures and like pointing at people, like, you become so like aware that it's like, yeah, like, this isn't like a petting zoo. Like, I don't want to take pictures of them. And so I would just kind of be like cautious about that, I guess. I don't know.
That's good stuff. I appreciate you guys' time. I know this was impromptu. Whose house are you at?
Mine.
Okay, because I'm looking at it trying to figure out if it's your house, Abby.
Nope.
Okay.
That's weird. You know what my house looks like.
I know. Cool. I've been there a few times.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's been there.
Kind of creepy, though, isn't it?
Yeah. A little bit. Hey, we're redoing our back deck, though. If you guys want to beat the mission, you guys want to have another hangout.
I have a list of things and of questions to ask you. I need some logistical troubleshooting input for training camp with some things. So I'll be hollering at you here pretty soon.
Sounds good.
But you guys just got back when?
Last week. Yeah, like last week.
Okay. How are you doing with your reentry?
That's good. I was happy to be home. That was the longest time I'd ever been away from my family. So I was definitely excited to see them and
Finding keeping busy.
Yeah, we're
keeping
busy.
I mean, So we like joined the gym. Yeah. I try to go like twice a day, as well as like do other stuff, like read, just to keep my mind busy, because I'm so used to, you know, over there working like all day. Well, not all day, but I'm busy. I have stuff to do. But here, it's like I'm back home, just like waiting, because we take a trip in a couple weeks. So after that, I'll go back to either my old job at Amazon or find a new job. So I'm just like it's kind of like a dull couple weeks till I get back. But yeah, definitely trying to keep busy. That's the hardest part.
And missing the kids.
Yep.
And the people. But yeah. That's good.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys. Anything else question-wise while we got them on the line here?
So thumbs up is not a good one. What are some good moves? What do people...
When someone would do something good, I would like usually just be like, good job. Like I don't know why I'd always want to put my palms out. Like, because you can't, I don't know, it's just awkward. I don't know what else to do. So I'd be like, or if you like, if I was like pointing at something, I would always, I don't know why, I got to the habit of using my like three fingers to like point. Like, and I don't know why, because you can't like point like this and you can't point like this. So I would just use my back three fingers and keep my thumb out. I don't know why I got in the habit of doing that, but yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
It'll be fun. You can still wave at people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's fun. Can you peace people?
But Caleb,
peace signs okay.
No, they told me not to do peace signs.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's like a joke. Like, I think some of them are like, they were joking with us, but I took it pretty seriously. But Caitlin goes over like all of that when you get there. But
They'll do an orientation with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
All right.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. See ya. Bye. Bye. Nice to meet you guys.
Oh, hey, Isaac.
Hey.